Blog Talk Radio.
Doing a show tonight in honor of Nina Ali, a 11-year-old poet, and she actually inspired us to do the show tonight. This is one of her campaigns. A lot of little girls are getting forced into it. Human trafficking is an illegal trade in human beings for the purpose of commercial sexual exploitation and forced labor, the modern day form of slavery, adopted by the United Nations in Palermo, Italy, in 2000. The protocol is to prevent and suppress and punish trafficking in persons, especially women and children. And most of the time, a lot of it is with women and little girls and little boys. But we're going to talk more about that. I'm going to go ahead and bring my other queen live on the line with me, Emma E2K, live on the show. Peace, queen.
Peace.
This is a serious issue, sis, man. This is really serious right here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like talking about it, but, you know, who likes to talk about serious stuff, right?
Definitely, man. You know, and 55, you know, known facts of human trafficking, man. If you want to call in, you don't have to say your name or so. If you know somebody that's been in this experience, or somebody that you know that's gone through this and stuff like that, you know, call in at 347-826-7722. Approximately 75% to 80% of human trafficking is for sex. A large majority of children and women who are trafficked for sex become HIV positive. There are more human slaves in the world today than ever before in history, and this is updated for 2011. There are an estimated of 27 million adults and 13 million children around the world who are victims of human trafficking. Human trafficking is not involved sex. Not only involves sex and labor, but people are also trafficked for organ harvesting. That's crazy, yo. People are trying to, like, harvest people to take their organs too. Human trafficking is not only human trafficking. Often uses they use this Sudan phrase called "use a slave to catch a slave." So basically, they use slaves that they have, the little girls, to bring in other little girls and stuff, and train them to bring in other little girls, meaning traffickers send broken-in girls to recruit younger girls into the sex trade. Sex traffickers often train girls themselves, raping them and teaching them sexual acts. 80% of North Korean who have escaped into China are women. 9 out of 10 of those women become victims of human trafficking, often for sex. If the women complain, they are deported back to North Korea, where they are thrown into gals and executed. An estimated 30,000 victims of sex trafficking die each year from abuse, disease, torture, and neglect. 80% of those sold into the sexual slavery are under the age of 24, and more are young as 6 years old. Yo, that's crazy, yo. 6 years old?
That's
crazy, man. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
They said a convicted trafficker said that he can buy a woman for $10,000 and make your money back in a week if she's pretty and young. Then everything else is a profit. A human trafficker can earn 20 times what he or she pays for the girl, provided the girl was not physically brutalized to the point that ruined her beauty. The pimp could sell her again for a greater price because they had trained her and broken her spirit, which saves the future buyers from hassle. A 2003 study in the Netherlands found that an average of single-sex slave earned her pimp at least $2,500 a year. Although human trafficking is often a hidden crime, accurate statistics are difficult to obtain, but researchers estimate that over 50% of human trafficking victims are children. And we're starting to find out that a lot of, you know, children have been, you know, definitely, you know, been trafficked, you know, over the past years. You know, and the crazy thing is they even have newborns. They have babies.
Oh.
That are being trafficked. This is crazy. In 2009, Washington Times article said that a Taliban boy's children as young as 7 years old to an active suicide bomber. The price of a child suicide bomber between $7,000 to $14,000. So they sell these children into trafficking and stuff like that. It's crazy. They say human trafficking has increased with pregnant women and newborns. Babies are being sold on a black market where the profit is divided between traffickers, doctors, lawyers, border officials, and others. Mothers are usually paid less than what the promise of her, citing the cost of travel and false documents. The mother might receive a little and a few hundred dollars for her baby. More than 30% of trafficking cases is from 2009, all of them have been sold into the sex industry. That's crazy. Like, what are you doing with babies, man?
There's a lot of sick people out there, sis. A lot of sick
babies,
people.
Wow, yeah. Wow. And the sad thing about it is not just, you know what I'm saying, not just all over the, it's all over the world. It's not just in the U.S., it's all over the world, you know. And you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing like pimps and hoes. Pimps and hoes is pimping and hoeing, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing that's going on in the U.S. Some people get into the pimping and hoeing thing, but you got some little girls that all they know is their pimp as their father and mother, and they've been snatched up at the age of six, at the age they've been molested, and then they've been forced into the sex game. We've seen as young as six and seven. And then some of the children are like 12 years old right now, and they're serving sentences because of the fact they've been forced, instead of sending them to jail, you know what I'm saying, give them some kind of help. That's crazy, man. We want you to call in at 347-826-7722 and give your opinion about this, man. Like, talk to us, man. This is crazy. This is sick. This is really sick, man. And for your fathers out there, man, if you got daughters, man, this is crazy. I mean, what you think about this, man? I mean, this is just crazy, man. The statistics in infants, newborns, wow.
I mean, you know, it turns my stomach, of course, because I'm a parent, and I do have a daughter, and I have nieces, and it's just horrible. But at the same time, you know, we need to talk about it. It's happening, you know, and it's not going to go away just because you refuse to talk about it or you try to keep it on the hush. You know, this is still happening. You know, we advocate here on Lush Radio Online that it takes a village. You know, E2K Magazine definitely is always advocating it takes a village to show these children, you know, that there's other people that care about them. If their mother is the one selling them or whatever, we all have to come together somehow to try to help them because, you know, this is just, it's just horrible. I just want to read out something here that I got. There's a nonprofit organization called Children of the Night. It's a private nonprofit tax exempt organization founded in 1979. It states here, we're dedicated to assisting children between the ages of 11 and 17 who are forced to prostitute on the streets for food to eat and a place to sleep. Since 1979, we have rescued girls and boys from prostitution and the domination of vicious pimps, and we provide all programs with the support of private donations. We're making a difference in the lives of hundreds of children each year. Our commitment to rescuing these children from the ravages of prostitution is shared with a small but committed group of detectives, FBI agents, and prosecutors in Los Angeles, Hollywood, Santa Ana, Anaheim, San Diego, other areas of California, Las Vegas, Portland, Billings, Montana, Seattle, Washington, Miami, New York, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Phoenix, Hawaii, and Washington, D.C. All stops on the child prostitution circuit. So these places that I just read to you are like the most highest circuit places for these things happening. And our numbers keep growing as more and more dedicated individuals become concerned about the welfare of these desperate children. Child prostitutes require specialized care for effective intervention. Most of the children victimized by prostitution were first victimized by a parent or early caregiver. Most have been tortured by treacherous pimps, and many testify in lengthy court proceedings against the pimps who have forced them to work as prostitutes. In most cases, these children do not have appropriate homes to return to, and the only relative who is suitable guardian may live far away from the child's hometown. For many, the only option is an out-of-home placement, a college dorm, maternity home, or mental health program. For those who reach 18 and need additional time to prepare to enter the mainstream society, independent living programs are recommended. Special education programs are advised for those who need extra help with school, and alcohol or drug recovery homes are suggested for those with substance abuse problems. Children of the Night is in demand to assist other agencies across the country and around the world to develop similar programs. And that's just one of the programs that's out there to be able to help, these children that unfortunately have gotten caught up in this whole, you know, this whole trafficking stuff.
Definitely, man. This is really crazy. They said, UCEF reportedly said that in the past 30 years, over 30 million children have been sexually exploited through human trafficking. 30 million children. That's what they report. Who knows how many more, you know? That's only what they state. Now, unfortunately, they have certain countries that are ranked high in sexual trafficking, in human trafficking. Belarus, the Republic of Moldova, the Russian Federation, Ukraine, Albania, Bulgaria, Romania, China, and Thailand. And even Nigeria, even my country, because I actually seen a movie where they were doing that and stuff. In certain areas, they do that as some people do that, you know. And, you know, it's sad. Also, Belgium, Germany, Greece, Italy, Japan, and the Netherlands and Turkey. And the U.S. are ranked high also. And, you know, the sick thing about it, our U.S., you know, a lot of our diplomats, a lot of our people that are in high ranking actually have been reportedly, even some of these people that are in the Catholic Church, go over to these, because you know they know, they say it's illegal here, go over to these other countries, because you know here we can't have little babies, you know, you're not supposed to be in, but the little babies on, so prostitution is illegal anyway, but I mean they don't go as far as the babies. Now overseas, they come in as young as newborns, and these people are going from the U.S. overseas just to play with a little girl or a little boy. That's sad.
Yeah.
You're paying all this money to go over there to be sick.
Not only that, there was another, I can't remember the gentleman's name, and I'm actually trying to Google it, but it had came out in the news that he had went, believe it was to Africa, and was teaching these young boys, and he was actually living out there for like 10, 11 years, teaching these kids, and in the night he would touch them and molest them and all that. And he was doing that for 10 to 11 years to hundreds of kids out there. And he was getting actually paid for that. He was one of those, missionaries that go out there and supposedly, you know, supposed to be teaching these kids, you know, how to live a better life and all that. And all along, he's just, you know, the devil is right there in their hometown.
And molesting his children. It's just sad, like. You know, you put your faith in people, and this is what they do to children, and it's really sad. And you know, the biggest people that are really really picked are minorities. You know, a lot of the minorities are really forced into this whole slavery situation. You know, and it's just sad. And these people, and you know, I watched this one movie. A young lady, she wasn't unaware. I guess the friend was aware of what's going on. I guess you already got the broken girls who are broken into the thing, and they already been brainwashed. It takes a lot of brainwashing to brainwash these children. They brainwash them, and they bring in the other new girls. I guess one new girl didn't understand what was going on, and they drugged her. And they had her with a diplomat, and the guy, you know, she ended up, you know, the guy, like, raped her, and then she wakes up in the morning, and she looks at the guy's pills in the bathroom. She's like, what happened? This guy, she's bleeding all over the place. The guy has AIDS.
Oh.
And gives her AIDS. You know?
Oh.
So, I mean, these people, they're innocent. These children are the innocents of being taken. It's so many high STDs. You know, they're getting pregnant, miscarriages, you know, forced abortions. You know, they're traumatizing these children. They're destroying their vaginal area to the point they can never give birth on their own if they ever wanted to. They're destroying their lives,
mm-hmm.
You know. And the largest human trafficking case in recent U.S. history occurred in Hawaii in 2010. Global Horizon Manpower Inc., a labor recruiting company, bought 400 immigrants in 2004 from Thailand to work on farms in Hawaii. They were lured in by false promises and high-paying farm work, and instead their passports were taken away, and they were held and forced and subdued until they got rescued in 2010. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, what is this world coming to, man?
It's not even that it's been coming to. This is an old trade that's been happening back slavery days.
Definitely. This is just sad.
You know what my brother mentioned to me? He said, "Why do they call it the oldest profession, prostitution? They say prostitution is the oldest profession." And he said, "Don't for you to be a professional, don't you have to go to school and get degrees to be required as professional? Where do you go to school and get certified and get masters and all that on prostitution? So why do they put it as the oldest profession? That is not a profession." So I just wanted to put that out there, because when he said it to me, I was like, wow, you know what? You're right. Because I've even quoted that where I said, wow, prostitution is the oldest profession. But to think about it, how can we put profession in front of prostitution?
I mean, that's true. But, you know, a lot of professionals that are high ranking are involved in a lot of this prostitution and stuff. And they are the ones that reap the biggest profit off of the situation. And
yes,
for some reason,
they're not the ones giving it up. But they're not the ones giving it up. Well, the prostitutes,
they're not the ones.
Don't go to school for it.
No, they don't go to school. Anybody can open up their legs and do something. But when you're forced into it, you know what I'm saying, without having your rights taken away from you, you being beaten, you being raped by several different men, you being molested, you know what I'm saying, and brought under false pretenses, you know, you having things shoved in your vaginal area. You got children that have hot combs, bats, all kinds of things shoved in there, destroying their whole insides.
But sis, that's the point I'm trying to make, that the ones that are enduring the prostitution, the ones that are going through all that, we shouldn't, you know, paint it as a profession, like that's something cute or that's something they volunteered for, or they
mm-hmm.
or that's something they studied for. It's something that was thrown upon them or forced on them. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make the distinction, because sometimes people say things and not really put emphasis on what they're saying, or really break it down, you know. So we just repeat what other people say, we keep repeating. But really listen, when you say the oldest profession is prostitution, we're not talking about the pimps that are inflicting that. When you say prostitution, the ones that are prostituting, most 99% of the time is being forced upon them. They're being taught
mm-hmm.
that. I'm saying they're being raped, molested, seduced into doing these things. So I just want to be able, the way they say the N-word, you know, and make it bad, let's make it bad to put profession, oldest profession in front of prostitution. That's not cute.
Yo, real talk. And this is some crazy stuff. I'm reading this article. It's called the Women's Foundation Network.org. And a young girl is explaining that she got caught into prostitution. She said, I was 14 years old when I was forced into prostitution. Like many teens at that age, finding my own identity, you know, defying my parents and were on the top of the list. So when a man came into my life and showered me with attention, listening to me and all that, and when I complained about my parents, he listened. And, you know, and I was only 14, and he was twice my age, 10 years my senior. After all, he said I was mature for my age and told me I understood him better than anyone his own age. Little did I know he was laying down the seeds of manipulation. It did not matter what my parents said to me. They did not understand me, and that was the only thing that got me. After 6 months, I thought I was in love with him. At least that was what, you know, he told me. So I did what I thought my heart was telling me to do. I ran away with him. We ended up in Cleveland, Ohio. He told me we were going to meet the rest of the family, not knowing that the family meant three other girls, which in the pimping stuff, that's your wife-in-laws. After I was introduced to the family, I was told my role would be I would go out to work that night and bring him back the money. How else would we build our dream home? He assured me he would always love me no matter what, but he needed to know how much I loved him by making sure I would do anything for him. Later that evening, his friends came to buy the motel. At first, he told me to have sex with someone. I did not want to do that, so his friend raped me. Afterwards, he said, that wouldn't have happened if I would have just listened to him at first. I blamed myself instead of being angry at him or being raped. I was angry at myself and not listening to him in the first place. After that, I picked up my clothes. I picked my clothes out, told me what I would wear. He said how I would walk and what to say to the Johns. And how much money I was to bring back for him. And he forced me to go out into the streets. And, you know, in the streets they call it the stroll. Later that evening, his friends came. Then he went out in the streets, and then I met my first John. I felt like it was something I did not want to do. I walked around the streets back and forth. Finally, I got into a car because we were always being watched. I knew I had to get into a car sooner than later. Our quota was $500, and I had only made $50. And I gave it back to my pimp. As a result of that, because I only gave $50, he beat me in front of the other girls to make an example of me, to let me know that I need to bring back more money than that. This is the same man that took me out to eat and listened to me when I was wanting to complain about my parents and gave me words of advice. I was now seeing the side of him that I never saw before, a brutal side where he repeatedly hit me in front of the other girls to teach us all a lesson. That's crazy, man. You know. You know, and you know, and the thing about it, like, you know, you got gorilla pimps, you know what I'm saying? You got gorilla pimps, you got pimps that, you know, they might say, oh, you take some, you go 50-50. But you got some real brutal pimps that will brutally beat and destroy a woman's self-esteem, a child. I know a woman right now, she's got to be like 25 right now. All she knows is pimping and hoeing. She got into the game at like 15 years old, and the pimp snatched her up. All she knows is pimping and hoeing. And every time she tries to get away, she always comes back. Because that's all she know. She knew no other trade but pimping and hoeing, selling her body for sex. And it becomes traumatizing. We got Bugsy live on the line. Bugsy, you live on the line. You want to comment on it? You're a father. Talk to us.
First off, let me say salute to my queens and all the listeners, you know. It's crazy, man. I'm over here listening. And I like I say, I'm glad I ain't got no daughter, man. I'd be out here ready to hurt somebody, you feel me? But, I don't know, it's crazy. My main question is, man, with all this, you know, prostitution and everything going on, my question is, where the father's at? Like, I guarantee, you know, if a real man was in his daughter's life, none of that would be happening, man. Like, you really gonna allow your daughter to go out there? Matter of fact, all the dudes that be putting females in that situation, real talk, I don't know nobody's house, so, you know, you eat, you gotta eat, you know what I'm saying? But at the same thing, look at it as if it was your daughter, your mom, your grandmother, your sister, whoever in your family, somebody close to you, as a female, like, you know, you want them going through that. I mean, it's just real, real crazy. Plus, it's the thing that tops it off is with me, you really need a female to get your cake for you. You can't hustle and get your own bread. That you got to have shorty out there degrading herself to get you some cake. It's real pathetic if you ask me. But like I said, I don't knock nobody's hustle, but I damn sure don't agree with it.
I mean, my thing is like this. Like, I mean, if you of age, like if they're of age person and they know wrong or right, then that's a decision on them. But when you're forced into it and you're an infant, they're molesting babies, selling babies and for sexual pleasure, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You taking babies, little baby boys, little baby girls, and selling them into trafficking, prostitution. First and foremost, what are you doing with a little baby? Then you going at the age of 5, 6 years old, and all they know is just selling their body. So they don't know any different. So they forced in a situation that they don't even know about. They haven't even found themselves yet. You know what I mean? And it's sad. Just like the little girl that got killed, her mother sold her for drugs. And everybody that was down in North Carolina, I remember we did the show on Street Queens, the movement, and one of the other correspondents down in North Carolina was telling us, you know, they had found the body. Everybody, you know, this is a pretty little girl. And I think at that time, and I think my daughter was around the same age. I think she was 1 year younger than my daughter. I think my daughter was 6. She was 6 and my daughter was 5. And I'm like, wow, this could be my daughter. This is a pretty little girl, curly hair and everything, pretty little girl. And this little girl, you know, everybody was looking for her. Everybody was looking for her. Everybody was hoping that they could find her, you know. And this girl ended up being dead, you know what I'm saying? And people cried, you know, because it was sad. The mother sold her for drugs. They showed a camera showing a guy taking this little girl into a hotel. That's the last time they seen her alive, and she's dead. Sad, man.
You know, I also want to point out that not all the time, you know, these young girls, you know, like when you was reading the story earlier, Lush, the girl was saying that she got seduced by the pimp because he was listening to her. He was listening to her complain about her parents. That her parents were there. You know, and kids are like that. Kids don't want to, you know, sometimes they rebel against the parents for being disciplined. And if there's someone else out there that's sweet-talking them, that, you know, is telling them all the things going to be okay, and no, your parents are the bad one, it's called a seduction. You know, so it doesn't mean not all the time that the parents are not involved. Sometimes the fathers are involved. But, you know, the father is playing his father role and is being strict, you know, and probably telling the daughter, you can't, you know, wear those type of shorts and you got to be in at a certain time. But she don't want to hear that. She want to hear the other guy that's saying, well, you're so pretty and you're so beautiful and you should show your body, you know. So it's crazy because we're not given a manual. We're not really given directions when we have children. You know, so we don't know what to follow. You want to be their parent. You want to be their friend. You know, you want to guide them the right way. But sometimes, even with good parenting, they will stray away from you because they want to hear what they want to hear. They want whatever's acceptable to them, and they get caught into that situation.
Definitely. You never lied about that one. You definitely never lied about that one. And, you know, we all find ourselves being rebellious. Everybody was rebellious. They'd be like, I don't want to hear what my parents. And, you know, what's his name? Fresh Prince said it. Parents just don't understand. You know, we in those modes where, you know, we think our parents don't understand where we're coming from and stuff. But they've been through it already. So they're trying, even though it might feel like they're not doing it, but they're trying to prevent you from going out there and going through it. That's the only reason why most of the time, you know, they're strict. But we never figure that stuff out until we get older and we're raising our own kids. And we're like, yo, that's why they was doing that stuff, you know. And you know, it's sad and it's true. A lot of the kids, you know, find themselves in those situations because they want to be rebellious. They don't want to listen to their parents. They want to get out the house. They think they grown. And when they get pushed into a grown situation, it's like, because she was 14. Now, she's a teenager. She wasn't a preteen. She's a teenager at that age, at 14. You know what I'm saying? So she knows what's right and what's wrong, but, yes, she's still a baby still. But, you know what I'm saying, she knew what was right and what, but she was in a rebellious age. So now she was thrown into a grown adult situation, and it was just too much for her. And you know the thing about it is, it's not like we don't condone it, but it's still like, you know, she was a little bit older, so she was aware of, you know, what she wasn't aware, but she was kind of seducing, because that is that age when, you know, you into boys, you into situations and stuff, you trying to fit in and everything, and it's sad. And pimps are just like, you know, that stranger that your parents say. Parents say don't talk to strangers. And you got, you know, those people that want to, pedophiles that want to, you know, seduce you with candy. Here, come get this candy and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell you, hey, I'll buy you these new kicks. You know, I'll buy you this new outfit. Let me give you this $20 so you can have for school. And, you know, you might not be getting that at your crib. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be eating peanut butter and jelly, and you ain't even dressing like you know what I'm saying you want to, and this dude is offering what you gonna say, you know. So they lure him in. Once they lure him in, then they show them the real side, and it's sad, you know what I mean. But you know we have to be advocates for our little girls, our little boys, especially our little girls and our little boys, man. Because I'm starting to see more and more little boys and little girls getting advantage of. More and more, this has been going on through the years and stuff, but I'm seeing it more. It's like this is like a growing pattern or something. Like, I don't understand it. Like, what are these six people getting out of this mess, man? It's just crazy, man. You know, this matter is really serious, and y'all need to call in and discuss it. It's tonight at, you know, tonight we're talking about, you know, human trafficking. You know what I mean? Little girls born into prostitution. And, Emma, you want to give us a brief synopsis about, you know, the campaign that Nene Ali is, you know, doing and everything like that?
Well, yeah, Nene Ali, she is a 12-year-old. She's 12 years old. She's a 12-year-old. Yeah, she's a 12-year-old poet that is always into, you know, her community, and for positive. While I'm talking, I'm bringing up her page. That's why she's on Facebook as a Nene Ali, which is NeneAli, spoken word poet. And if you go to her page, she has a couple of videos. There's some videos that she has up there. Then it speaks about that, about the trafficking. It talks about this problem that we're having. And it's crazy because she is advocating. This is like, you know, she's talking against it. And she's only 12 years old, you know. So it says here, as she has posted, seems to me New York State politicians really need to get busy and either write or amend existing laws pertaining to this. Uphold your own assembly people, State Senate, and newly elected governor. You need to get educated and get busy. Child trafficking for sexual exploitation in New York State and America is slavery. Girls are not for sale. Rethink poverty is what she writes. And she posts a YouTube video that she posts called It's Still Trafficking. And it says commercial sexual exploitation and sex trafficking. It happened in New York too. So she's just, you know, she is from New York City, from the Bronx, and so she's just bringing light to what's happening. She says she already personally has knows two girls her same age that are caught into that presently right now, and that's what's motivating her to shed light on it. So she had hit me up and, you know, and asked what I can do or to step in and help her in her movement and what I can do. And what I told her is, well, what we do with every situation and every problem, we bring it to light. We bring it to the forum. You know, we bring it to Street Queens, the movement, and we talk about it. You know, we keep talking about it. Every topic, we talk about cancer, abuse, we talk about everything. And this is not one less topic that we need to talk about. So, you know, we thank her for hitting us up and bringing this up. I mean, because we've spoken about this before. Maybe we haven't tapped into it as heavily as we should have, but it's never too late. And that's what we're talking about today, you know. You know, human trafficking, especially child trafficking. You know, these little girls, little boys, it's happening here. It's not happening. I mean, it's happening in Japan, everywhere over the world, but it's actually happening in your own state. You know, you probably are not really looking, opening your eyes, or maybe you are, and you're just closing your eyes to it. But it's happening very close. It's happening in New York City as we speak. So you know, this situation is serious.
Wow. That's real talk, man. This is like, you know, this is some serious stuff, man. People really need to, you know, get busy and get away, man. It's not a game, seriously. Definitely not a game. And, you know, guys, calling at 347-826-7722. We're going to go into a quick song, and we're going to be right back with Street Queens, the movement. And, you know, it's just sad, man, just thinking about it. It's just like brings tears to my eyes because I got a little daughter. And, you know, Emma has a daughter, and it's just sad. And we're going to be right back. Little girls, human trafficking. On Street Queens, the movie.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it.
on Mars, a grenade. And we're talking about, you know, basically human trafficking, little girls, and we're right back on Street Queens, the movement, positive people doing positive things. We're always touching on situations that's going on in our community, in our everyday life. We want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722 and discuss with us and talk to us. I know there's a lot of parents out there that want to discuss this subject, so call in and share your thoughts. Emma, man, you got anything else to add in regards to, you know, the human trafficking and everything, sis?
Nah, just the only thing I will add is, you know, the pimps are disguised to be some of your friends. I mean, there's certain, you know, for those that have little girls and young girls, you know, if you're having your boys over for a smoking session or whatever, you know, and you have your daughter in another room and you're not paying attention about your boy walking back and forth on the bathroom and none of that, you know what I'm saying? Certain situations that you create for yourself, you know, your little daughter, 2-3 years old, and you think it's cute that she has poom-poom shorts on, you know what I'm saying, and she has a little body, and you think it's cute to expose that and let her walk down the street like that. It begins at home, too, you know. We're kind of working on that, you know. We go and teach our little girls to shop, and look, this is cute, wear it short, wear it tight. Now they're accustomed to dress that way. Now at 7-8 years old, we're telling them, no, you can't dress like that no more. But that's how you was dressing them when you was little. They have pictures to show that you was dressing them that way. And now you're telling them they can't dress that way. Now here comes somebody else that's willing to buy them those clothes that they like and telling them that they look pretty. Here, go get your hair done, go get your nails done and all that. Guess who they're going to listen to? Who they're listening to, you know what I'm saying? Who planted the seed? So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, be careful what, you know, what you reap is what you sow sometimes without not realizing what you're doing. It is not cute. It is not cute. I don't think that little girl that is 6-7 years old should be rocking boy shorts. No,
yeah, that's crazy.
Bloomers. They should be wearing their damn bloomers until they can pay for their own panties. How about that? How you putting little boy shorts and little tank top that says I'm sexy, I'm a flirt and all that? What does 6 or 7 year olds know about that? I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we don't look at it that way, but when we really take 2 steps back and really look at the things that we are part of, then we can't really complain about everything that's going on. So we need to take a step and really make a change in our own lives, watch our own kids, how we do things and all that before we start pointing or talking about other people and other kids and other situations. It starts at home with everything. It starts at home. Have a relationship with your child that you can talk to them, that they could be comfortable to tell you, you know, Mom, you should not let me wear that, but I met this guy and he's willing to buy me these sneakers. Yeah, really, who is this guy or whatever, you know? Now that you're telling, oh, yeah, that's what you're doing, you got a pair of sneakers, what you did, you had to do something for it, and right away, that's it, they're going to block you. Oh, my mother got upset or whatever, and what the seducer is going to be like, well, don't say nothing to your moms, and I got you. Tell them your cousin gave it to you, tell them your sister gave it to you, tell them you found $20 in the street or whatever, you know what I mean? And that's how it starts. Yeah. You know what? When your daughter tells you that, why don't you do the homework and really find out? Oh, yeah, your friend Kathy bought you sneakers? Well, let's go to Kathy's house and see, because if Kathy's not wearing $200 sneakers, I would like to know why she's buying you $200 sneakers.
That's
you understand
true.
What I'm saying? Follow up. Don't just take it for, yeah, you found $2 on the floor? Really? All right, give me that. Because that contributes to your household. You know? It's just ways that you just have to be follow up on what your children are telling you. If from one day to another, all of a sudden she has all this jewelry and all of a sudden she has a newfound friend that for any little thing, you know, she's having her hair done and the nails, all that stuff, and you don't understand where all this is coming from, stop it early. Follow her. Do whatever you need to do to protect your child and win your child back, because she's being seduced. She's being seduced, you know? So you either take, you know, you got to take back your power, not forcefully, because they will run away. They'll run away and they'll do whatever, you know, they need to do until then they find out it's too late. And then what happens when they get caught up? what happens is the low self-esteem, but they embarrassed. They embarrassed because they dissed their parents or they dissed whoever was telling them not to do it. Now, how are they going to come back and say, oh, yeah, I was right? So they stay. They stay and they tolerate it and they take it and they're like, well, you know, I got myself here. You know what I mean? So it's just a horrible situation all around because nobody wins. There are no winners. All that fur coat doesn't stay with you. All that jewelry that your pimp buys you doesn't stay with you. I haven't heard of not one person in the game that has, you know, that ended up and has a luxurious life. I'm not one that haven't had to pay, like, the ultimate price. There's still people in it for months of years, and they still, you can say, kind of living from John to John. Like, people live from paycheck to paycheck. So
yeah,
why,
definitely.
So why not live honorably and just live from paycheck to paycheck if you're living from John to John?
Yeah, there's people to this day that I think, you know, they can't get away from their John. It's like it's been programmed in their mind. And they just can't change it. It's their lifestyle. And when you get into that fast lifestyle, too, you know, the ones that get away from the pimps and then they end up start doing it on their own, it's like it's hard to get away from that and get into, you know, the everyday, you know, regular life. And it's just crazy. None of them people have nothing to show for themselves. A lot of them is just like, you know,
just making it. It's sad. And it ain't like the money is like it used to be back in the day, you know, so they not getting that much money for doing their tricking and stuff. So this is the situation that you know, people are in, and I just pray that, you know, hopefully they pass the situation where, especially with the little kids, you know what I'm saying, I want them to get the death penalty for that one. I'm sorry. Little kids, I can't do it. A little kid that has no say so on what's going on.
Whoever gets turned on by molesting a baby, an infant, you know, a child, is sick to the core and it's never going to get any better. So off with their heads is what I say.
I say off with their heads, double off with their heads. Decapitate they gonads, their organs, all that, man. I want them to suffer. Like, I don't want it to be no easy kill. I want them to suffer. It's not a game, man. That is just sad that you got to do that to a little kid in order to get your rocks off. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're sick. And the sad thing about it, a lot of them have their own children. And some of the, this is what I want to get into the mind of the sick people that do that, because some of them have their own children, and they could look like the perfect father, perfect mother, and everything like that, but they're molested.
Yeah, they do it to their kids, too. They do it to their kids, too. The only thing that is, you know, all that is kept, they're the ultimate seducers.
You got some that don't even do it to their children. You understand what I'm saying? And they'll do it to other people's children as like as if, well, it's okay if I don't do it to my own kids, you know?
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, I don't understand. People nowadays are just sick. And, you know, they definitely, if you are a molester, because all this ties into molestation and everything, if you are a person, I hope you get a change of heart. I hope you stop. I really pray for you. And I pray for all those little girls and little kids that are out there that are going through it to please, you know, walk away. Try to walk away. Try to find help, you know, and go back home, you know, and just please, because I can't see another little girl going through this or another woman. You got women that are pregnant, right? Go ahead.
And nothing without a price. These kids think if somebody's buying you sneakers and giving you money and all that, it's all for a price. There is nothing free. Nothing. There's one way or another, you're going to have to pay that person back no matter how much they smile in your face, no matter how much they tell you they love you. If they're buying you things, trust me, you will have to pay for that. So just keep that in mind.
Paying that ultimate price. You're selling your soul. You're selling your life. You're selling yourself for the ultimate price. And at the end of the day, what do you have to show for it? And is it worth it? That's the question I'm asking you guys out there. Make sure you log on to www.lustradioonline.com. Don't forget tonight, it went down with the Coast to Coast DJs convention. The Coat Drive is going down this month. We'll have more details about that. If you would like to donate coats, we always give to the homeless and give back. Emma, could you get that information out if they want to donate for the Coat Drive?
Well, actually, one of the points for donate was they can go take their coats to Mimosa's Lounge, which is located 1237 Castle Hill Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10462, and that's between, the corner of Ellis and, I forgot the other corner right now. Wow. But it's Mimosa's Lounge, and Mimosa's Lounge is on Facebook, so you can follow them and make sure you look for their time schedule. That's for whoever's in New York City and the Bronx. I have a location for them there in New York City. Those that are not in New York City, if you can contact us directly, lushradioonline@gmail.com, we will give you drop-off spots in your state or an address where you can mail them to. So just make sure you contact us at lushradioonline@gmail.com.
Definitely. We need your support. And this is something that has been going on every year. Salute and rest in peace, DJ Carl Blaze. And definitely a prayers go out to his family, too. This is something that we give back, act against, violence, it's a lot of violence going on in the streets. And, it takes one person. And, the family ignited a flame. Emma, joined in, and it's been going on since then. And we just ask you guys, a jacket, whether it's brand new, they got jackets for cheap, or, something that you would have that's, fairly used, that's clean and stuff like that. And, let's give, to somebody else.
We do prefer new. I mean, we know people's income, but coats don't cost that much anymore. You can find a coat for $8, $9, even $10. The reason why we say that is because of this, of the bed bugs that are going around, everywhere. We don't want to be giving no coat with no bed bugs to nobody. So, so people, please just be conscious and be considerate when you are donating a coat. Although we appreciate the gesture, we do not want to infect anybody just because we want to be kind.
Yeah, definitely. If you can, you can spare some change, go out there and pick out a coat, get a coat, and definitely, help out somebody other than yourself. This is about giving back. We're constantly giving. Emma, guess what I saw today, Emma?
What?
I saw the most cutest things for little girls. Oh, my God. I got to read it out. I got to give them some. I got to give them a shout-out because this is the most cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
They got a little girl and little boy spa, kiddie spa for the kids.
Unbelievable. Who's running that spa? See what I'm saying?
Yo, they got a little kid.
Sis. Don't promote no place that you don't know the background on. So,
yo.
We're talking about, look at the subject we're talking about today, so.
Yo, this is crazy, man. They got a little kid spa and everything for the little kids. And
go over there and you don't know who exactly is giving her the massage.
No, the parents are actually the parents are actually there.
Okay.
The parents are actually there with them. It's cute. It's called www.SpoiledRottenBoutique&Spa. And they actually have a little section for little girls. They do braids and all that stuff for the little girls, and they do haircuts for the little boys. If you have a birthday party there, they actually have the little girls. They got tiaras. They do their nails for them. You can have like 6 or 4 of your friends over there and get your spa treatment. You get your feet done, your nails done, and you get a facial. The kids actually get to dress up. And they get to walk on their own.
What I was just talking about, promoting adult behavior to children. Then you wonder why then they have those thoughts. They want to get their nails done at an early age. They want to do their toes. And when you can't provide that for them, they find somebody who does, which is usually the prince.
Alma, come on.
Stay on the topic, sis. Stay on the topic, sis. Stay on the topic, sis. Stay focused. 2011, and stay focused on this topic.
Well, I mean, if you were interested and you wanted to, you know, take your kid out to your kid, they have the Wii and get Wii games and all that stuff and everything, or your little girl, or your little boy.
I'm one of our advertisers. That's why you keep going, because if they are, then all right. But if they're not, like, you want hard body in the paint for them.
they opened in Mitchellville, 12-13-0 Central Avenue.
For 301. It would be cutting as a jack.
5-4-3-4-7 I'm going to do my daughter's birthday over here. This is nice.
Okay.
Oh, man. But,
I'll get a nice discount once they hear the show and the big promotion you gave them.
Yeah, I already plugged that in. You already know about it. You know, I'm trying to get that discount.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, for real. Other than that, man, I mean, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on in 2011, you know, just watch out for that. Don't forget to log on to www.e2kmagazineonline.com and stuff. Also, Emma is working on a book, people. She's working on a book, it's going to be hot. And then along with that comes the Street Queens book. For inspiration and stuff. So we employ any female that feels like they're a writer and they want to give some inspiration to another woman and touch their heart in a certain way, you know, they definitely need to contact, you know, Emma about that whole situation. But Emma, talk to the people about that.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be a writer or a poet. You can just be a woman that has gone through a certain situation and feel that you have something to contribute to empower another woman in your same situation, or you can give them some uplifting words. It can actually be, we're collecting three formats. We're collecting a poem or a letter or a quote. So either of those three, you could submit a quote, you could submit, you know, which will be empowering to the woman that's reading it. So what we're trying to do is kind of the teach one thing. And, you know, us women are not as united as we should be because of our lack of a cattiness. You know, for some reason, there can't be more than five powerful women in a room, I was told. So we're trying to prove that wrong, you know, to show that there is more unity than people give us credit for as far as, you know, us women. We're the nurturers, we're the mothers. And if we can't get along and we can't be able to come together and empower each other, no wonder all this is happening to our children. So, you know, we're hopefully with this book are going to be able to empower more women out of this, you know, out of the radio show that we do, out of the community work that we do. If there's a woman out there that we can be able to hand the book to and she'll be empowered in it for whatever she read in there, then that's definitely our mission. I'm also... finally, in 2011, going to publish my first poetry book that's been on the works for years. And finally, 2011, I made the decision that's going to happen. So, you know, it's on the works. I'm working on it, you know, and all the legalities of it. I'm not even gonna give out the name of the book, but that will be an exclusive, you know, when I'm ready, when everything is prepared and ready, because people are watching. So... when I'm ready and everything is on the dotted line, I will expose the name of the book. We will be promoting the cover and the book and where it will be sold and where people can pick it up and stuff like that. So stay tuned.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And like I said, Coastal Ghost DJs, Mix and Mingle convention was tonight. We got so many things going on. Tomorrow is the Hot or Not. Friday, we got the Gemini twins live on the line with us, two models, they're twins, and they're also hostess of different events. So they're going to be live on the show with us tomorrow on Lush Radio Online. Saturday is E2K on the spot with the lovely and sexy Emma E2K. She's going to be live in the building. I think, we starting live music on this Sunday, Emma? Are we starting it this Sunday or next Sunday?
It'll be Spanish Sunday. It'll definitely be Spanish Sunday starting this Sunday, where we will be playing a mix of different Latin music. We're going to give a little bit of, it's going to be a little bit of everything, bachata, salsa, reggaeton, Spanish rap. If it's in Spanish, we're playing it. So make sure you submit that music to Lush Radio Online at gmail.com, lushradioonline@gmail.com, and we will be airing it. We will be playing it, and, you know, and viva Latinos.
For real, definitely. It's definitely going down on Sunday. You know, I'm going to get my bachata on. That's like one of my favorite joints. I like salsa too, but, you know, I get messed up when it comes to the spins. You know what I'm saying? I get messed up when it comes to the spins, but I love you.
It's all in the hip.
You said what?
It's all in the hip.
Yeah, but you know the man is dominant in that thing, and you know when he turns, you gotta like kind of feel where he's gonna turn, toss you and turn you around. Also like it's like hand dancing and stuff and everything. I mean, with the salsa, you know.
You know what it is? You gotta get used to being thrown around.
That's what it is. I guess I got to get used to being thrown around. That's what it is, man. But, shout out to all the, you know, all the old school, you know, salsa clubs and everything that, you know, really got it in back in the day and stuff. Because I know Coco Bobana, all of them joints, man, because I used to be down here. And when I was into my whole Spanish phase, man, I was at the Q Club in New York and stuff. I almost got into a fight out there. We was dancing some stuff. I almost got into a fight out there, man. But those were the days, man. I love me some Spanish music. I love the Spanish food and everything. And it's sexy. It's something about Spanish music that's sexy, man. Especially when you see the men dancing and the women, and the bachata is like real romantic. You're real close. The salsa is sexy, it's sassy, you know what I mean? And the merengue is like, if you can't do the merengue is like the easiest dance to do. All you got to do is move your hips. It's like the easiest thing to do.
Wait, no. The bachata is the easiest. The bachata is a four-step thing. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's all. With the bachata, that's
yeah,
all
but
it is.
That
merengue, if you don't got the hip action going on, you're looking like a retard. You're looking like a man.
That's true. If you're really stiff, you can't do the merengue. But still at the same time, if you're not coordinated, you can't do the bachata either, because that's four steps, and you might be like, hold on, how many steps is it? And then you got
to
lift your leg
count.
Too, though.
You got to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. It's like ballroom dancing, though. It's almost like ballroom dancing. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, like the, and you know what, when you're doing those dances and stuff, like, you got to have a great partner, man. You got to have a great partner. It sucks, like, when you have a terrible partner and you know more than them. It just sucks. I just love when I have a great partner and we can work it out there on the dance floor. It's just like hand dancing, too. It's like, you know, you got to make it look sexy, man. Make it look sexy. Don't make it look boring and stuff, man. Don't even get on the dance floor and disrespect the dance if you can't do it. For real.
I got an announcement. One of my girlfriends has sent me something, and this is for, this information is actually given from the Bronx Health Link, and they are looking to recruit teams for a focus group. And says, if you know of any, please pass the word. $25 for 2 hours. They have called Jessica Robles at 718-590-2966 to register. And let me see, calling on all teens and young adults. I'm going to read the flyer. I'm going into the flyer right now. They're on Facebook, the Bronx Health Link Comma Inc. It says, calling all teens and young adults, the Bronx Health Link needs your opinions on sex, dating, relationships, birth control, and pregnancy. Are you 15-23 years old, and do you live in the Bronx? Those are the requirements. Give us 2 hours of your time, and we will give you free food and $25. If you're interested, contact Jessica Robles. You can email her at jrobles@bronxhealthlink.org, or you can call her at 718-590-2966. So this is for kids 15 to 23 years old, and you must reside in the Bronx. For 2 hours, $25, and some food. I think that's a deal.
Yo, that's a good look right there, man. I wish I was a teen again.
Put the Facebook for free. Might as well get food and $25 for your opinion.
Well, that's a little come up being a teenager. You okay. Like, yo. Shoot, man. That's a come up right there. Shout out to all them teens, man. Be a part of that. Make a difference. Definitely make a difference, yeah. And also, ladies out there, shout out to all my cougars. Shout out to all my ladies out there that, you know, are just, you know, they want to be sexy or they want to take pictures of themselves being sexy. Me and Terry Lewis are throwing together photo parties. Photo parties. So, you know, we got the, you know, the makeup artists on deck. You bring your outfits, 2 outfit changes, and, you know, we do your photos, do your whole CD, put it on CD for that day. And stuff, bring a couple of your girlfriends. We, you know, we get some cocktails together and all that stuff. Well, let's do a photo party, man. Holla at us. You want more information, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And we can set it up in your area. Let's have a photo party in 2011. Get your sexy on. And look out for me, Emma, JC, and a couple other cougars out here. We're going to be doing our cougar calendar. We gonna make it real, look real sexy. Emma getting her sexy on. Y'all gotta look at her, man. She looking hot in 2011.
I'm on a diet still. I'm not till February. Yeah, I'm not till February. You're not till March. So you got time. I got time. Who's on deck right now is JC from Is a She Thing. He's on deck right now for January.
Yeah. JC is on deck. She got some hot flicks and stuff. So y'all got to check her Facebook. So it's like, this is Emma, explain how we supposed to set this whole situation up. Every month we have to post sexy pics in our month.
We have Cougar of the Month, and January's Cougar of the Month is JC La Famosa from Is a She Thing. Make sure you follow her on Facebook, and she'll be displaying her photos. Calendar's being worked on as we speak. I have the privilege to be nominated as February Cougar, and Miss Lushy Lush is on deck for Cougar of March. So we also have May, June, and July that are going to be announced pretty soon. You know, we have the whole entire year of our cougarism and on different levels. JC is doing it for the 40 Club. I also will be repping the 40 Club, and Lush will be repping the 30 Club. So, you know, we have it in different levels.
Definitely. In order for you to be part of this Cougar Association, you got to be 30 and up to be a part, and you got to look good, man, at your age, man, and to be part of this situation. So 30 and up. All y'all youngins, man, y'all youngins, get out of here. You know, this is a cougar calendar, you know what I'm saying? We keeping it sexy for y'all out there. Any more announcements, Emma, or anything like that? So, you know, we go ahead and wrap this up tonight.
No, I think that's about it. I think we covered what we set out to cover. And I gave out the information I said I was going to give out. I'm looking for anything that I've missed. I don't want to get no texts told about you didn't say this, which I always do anyway. What can you do? Oh, make sure you check out our Super Size Spanish Fly fan page. She's up there being in her sexy self, too. Super Size Spanish Fly has a fan page. Make sure you look her up exactly that, Super Size Spanish Fly. the way you write it. She's up there on her fan page, and so far she has 32 people. You go, girl.
That's what it is. And don't forget to check out Lush Radio Online's fan page. Join the fan page, you know what I'm saying, like us, because we like you. Like us. And, you know what I'm saying, and join Emma E2K's fan page. You know, and we're available for bookings for hosting or anything like that. Or if you want us to talk to, you know, come to your school or have a women's conference in there and just talk about certain things and stuff and share our stories with you guys, we're available for that also. You can follow Emma E2K on Twitter, Lush Radio Online on Twitter. And shout out to the whole Lush Radio family. Shout out to our queens, Natalia, and also Ebony and Ashley, and, you know, all the women out there that are in the struggle, all the single mothers out there, some people that are going through, you know, the struggle right now. But, you know, God will make a way when there's no way. So keep hope alive. Martin Luther King's, you know, celebration is coming up soon, you know. So look out for that. I know a lot of people are, you know, waiting to celebrate. And, you know, just keep hope alive. You know what I'm saying? Keep hope alive. Street Queens, the movement. And, you know, I love all of y'all. I love y'all guys so much, I might catch a grenade for you. I don't know.
Hey, yo.
Go ahead, Emma.
No, I'm just saying, you say you're going to catch a grenade. I'm just saying, hey, yo, that's not a pretty picture there.
I might catch a grenade for Emma, though. That's how much I love Emma. I might catch a grenade. Grenade's kind of big,
you know,
though.
Listen. No, sweetie, don't do that. Just paint your hair purple. That's enough.
Yo, but really, I did. I went to the salon today. I went to go see my hairdresser. Shout out to Nikita Corey. You know, she hurt my feelings. You know, she's a Pisces just like us, too. I keep running into Pisces. I don't know what's going on. But well, she's a Pisces, too. She hurt my feelings and stuff. So, we made up and stuff. So she did my hair. And in honor of my sister Emma, you know, I put some purple in it and stuff, and I'll post the pictures on Facebook. Yeah, I already know what it is. But this is for my sister Emma and everybody that we love on Lush Radio Online and our families and friends and everything. You know, keep winning no matter what. Nobody can stop you but yourself. And, you know, God loves you and we love you. Mwah. I'm going to catch a grenade for you.
No, just stay with purple. Here.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed.
say.